I'd like to welcome James Bradley up to the microphone, and thanks for coming, James. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Let's see if this can work a little bit. Got that? You got to muscle it, right? Okay. James Bradley, running for United States Senate here in California. I'm a father. I'm a proud father of a young lady by the age of 29 years of young. And I can never tell her what to do because she's always telling me what I can't do. So, yeah, I'm a CEO of a company called Allied Rescue Coalition. And that group was formed the heels of the Kabul disaster when Biden did his thing, betraying those that served alongside our armed forces for 20 years. So I dropped my campaign last election cycle and I said, hey, we never leave a person behind, do we ever? So I jumped in, formed the group. We were the boots on the ground. We saved over 15,000 lives out of Afghanistan. So thanks. And I don't take credit for it. The boots on the ground, they did that. But I just I felt it was really important to save lives as opposed to doing the stump speeches that you saw last election and probably seeing this election. It's all about action instead of words. So about parents' rights, I'm with a board member on the California Parents Union. Stacy Henderson is the CEO president. She took me on about a year ago. And what we do is we're in Sacramento and also at the school boards talking about parental rights and fighting against these child mutilation bills that you're seeing that have passed in Sacramento. So we haven't given up. We're still in front of them and we're doing counter lawsuits fighting against these bills. And the current one that we're really, really concerned about is going in your home, taking your child away without, one, your knowledge, and two, if you resist, they will arrest you. They're working in tandem with Child Protection Services, the court system, and unfortunately, our law enforcement. That is what we're fighting, the level of darkness in Sacramento. So that's what we do. We don't talk about it, we just do it. So they're fighting in Sacramento for us parents and us grandparents to save our great children. So I believe Tracy will be joining us probably after the first of the year. If I can get her down here, maybe, are you going to be meeting next month?
Yes.
No? Oh, you are? Let me see if I can get her down here then and she can speak about what we're doing. But that's what I'm going to share about the parents' right aspect of what we bring as an organization, as family members, parents, as well as teachers. So this union that we have, the California Parents Union, is open to teachers that are done with the teachers union. As you know, they've gone extremely left, pushing these ideologies on the children, the CRT that we're experiencing now in our school system. So that's our children. We're fighting for them. Sacramento at the school boards. And let me tell you, they're not going to let up. They will not let up. In fact, what they're doing, they're going after school board members now, those that are conservative, and they're trying to recall them. And you can speak on that because you were there with, I was with you. This was down in Orange County. So they've amassed forces, and the money behind this are the ones you've heard in the past. I don't know if George Soros is behind this, but I can clearly tell you it's very similar to those organizations. Really pushing CRT, also the transgender bills that we're seeing and experiencing. They're pushing it down and trying to remove any conservative-minded person that serves on the board of the school board as well, the board of supervisors. So the fight is on our doorstep. It's at our in our zip codes. Because as you know, when they go down this path of transgender transition, that opens up the door to many of the what I've experienced firsthand is a child sex trafficking. What they do is identify those that are kind of questioning. They're kind of a latchkey kid. Mom and dad are working nonstop. They're on social media, Facebook, what have you. And what the pedophiles do is they hunt after them. They groom them online. And what they do is say, hey, listen, I understand what you're going through. Your parents don't understand you, but I do. I have a daughter. I have a son going through the same thing. That's how it starts. Let me tell you, it's happening in every zip code. So if you see Facebook, Instagram, Those are the two known social media platforms that the pedophiles are targeting children. So be mindful of it. Also, if you have a young child or grandchild, talk to your children that have the children, saying this is what's going on. And I can speak to you at length. But anyway, I'm a veteran. I served the United States Coast Guard. I'm currently serving as commander of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. So what I do is I serve our country. I believe it in my heart. I'm a third-generation veteran. And what I experienced these several election cycles, it went hard to me. And I often talk to my 100-year-old my father, 100 years old, turned 100 years old in October. He looked at me and said, "James, you got guts." I said, "Dad, no, man. You're a hard act to follow because my dad, he's a World War II hero. But that's what we do, parents, grandparents. We grew up in a generation where Norman Rockwell was our kind of, it was our marker. You know, sitting around the table during high holidays with the turkey. You remember those paintings? That's our generation. And what we're experiencing today, what's being pushed on us with the ideologies that we're facing, I feel like I'm in a different world entirely, Twilight Zone. That's another series that you can somewhat relate to. So I've taken this on as a personal mission, not for any other reason but to save the great state of California and save our great nation right now. Because clearly what we're seeing at the Biden administration down here in Sacramento, I say, if you want to see what's wrong with D.C., look at California. We got Nancy Pelosi there. We got Eric Swalwell. We got Ted Lieu. We have my opponent, that his name is Adam Schiff, pencil neck. Yeah, that's the guy I'm taking on.
Newsom.
Oh, yeah. And people are saying, "Hey, listen, is he going to run for president?" Yes, he is. He's running for president. So let me tell you, if we can stop the stem here on the California communism that's spreading into every swing state, and I'm the guy to do it because I'm a veteran, I'm kind of hard-skinned, thick-skinned, and having served our nation once before, I think we have enough to really take it here and also take it back to D.C. So stay with me, go for the ride, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And you're going to see a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this one. Because I not only have Adam Schiff, I got Katie Porter, Barbara Lee. These people are known socialist communists. If you dig into the background, you're going to see it clear as day. They don't answer to God Almighty, or they answer to us constituents. And you just saw what happened with Xi Jinping coming down here in his visit.
Disgusting.
Right?
Disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. Because you know, I think about this. What is California, 10, 15 years ago? We didn't experience any of this. We didn't have the infiltration at the border, 500% increase of Chinese national fighting age coming across the border, and that was as of September this year. And by the way, I do work with Border Protection Services, being part of the Coast Guard, Department of Homeland Security. So I get a lot of my intel from that, and let me tell you, they've been bought out too. And I hate to say that about my brothers and sisters, but I went down to Sector down in Chula Vista 2 weeks ago. I was going to have an interview with a public affairs officer. Went all the way down there. It's a two-hour drive for me. Nobody there. I was shocked. So, and now they're not protecting our borders. They're basically processing them, putting them on buses, putting them in camps wherever, and I have an idea where they are. So that's what I do. I track, trace, and I monitor, and I bring this information not only to the constituents of California, but I bring it back to Matt Gaetz, and I think you like Matt Gaetz, I would imagine. Yeah. Hand for Matt Gaetz. He's done a great job. And so I'm connected to these folks. We have a deep reach into D.C., so they know what's happening here on the ground in California, because it's getting beyond pale. It's out of control. So those two things I'm going to talk to you about. But also, the most important thing, this fight that we're fighting, saving lives, U.S. citizens that are caught in the war. We had 250 plus that are still in Gaza Strip.
my group that I put together during the last election, Allied Rescue Coalition. Now, mind you, we're just the administrative arm. That's all we are. We work with boots on the ground, Santa Six, some of these call sign names. And let me tell you what the Biden administration did to us during that and now. What we did is we were so successful. And remember, Biden wanted to bury the story. Biden wanted to make it sure that he didn't come out with major mud on his face by the act of betrayal to those remaining citizens and all those that served in Afghanistan. You know, and think about those that served, the act of betrayal and the sense of defeat in their own minds. They gave limbs. They've worked alongside the interpreters that entire time, and they're left behind. And what happens to these folks? These are attorneys, these are doctors, these are artists. The Taliban are hunting down as we speak. They take them out in the public square and they execute them. So my guys, they are in there, the boots on the ground. They recover these folks. They move them across the border, get them into the safe zones. So that's still ongoing. And that what's happening right now, because I still work with the NSF, that's the National Security Force, that are trying to free Afghanistan. They reported to me about 2 weeks ago, 27 terrorist cell groups are training and targeting the U.S. as we speak. That's Al-Qaeda, that's ISIS, Taliban, and many, many more. So the threat is at our doorstep. It's already in California alone. I've seen it, and it's, in fact, that was what prompted me to go down to the Border Protection Services. It was a situation awareness bulletin that I received about 3 weeks ago, identifying three terrorist cell groups that were coming across the border to be alerted. And that's what prompted my engagement with BPS. So it's happening. So the good news is we are aware of it. The good news is I'm one of 18.5 veterans that are aware of it. So worst comes to worst. We have veterans in the ready to protect the great state of California and the nation. So those are the key things that I want you to walk away with. Even though we're seeing this tyranny we're seeing in Sacramento and also Washington, D.C., we have those that served alongside many others in the service that are aware of it and they're preparing. So I'd say things will get a little heated up between now and 2024. Some are saying there won't be an election. And I say that if there is an election, it's going to be pretty dark. But I can't think of a better person than putting a veteran that's been hardened by these conditions to know how to take down the enemy. And that's yours truly. So the other thing I want to share with you, and I have a lot to share with you. So we can open the question regarding the parents. Did you have any questions specific to the parents' rights? Nothing specific? Keep
going. So if you do want to open it up for questions, why don't we just save it until you're done completely, and okay, then we can open it up for both, I guess.
Well, see, I like to do an engagement.
Okay. All right. If anybody has any questions, come up to this microphone, and feel free to come up right now.
About the parents' rights topic?
Yeah, parents' rights.
I'm retired Army. I'd like to talk to you more about what you're talking about, because I really don't see all these gun owners standing up and training to defend the country.
Right.
I hear a lot of talk, a lot of bravado, but most of these guys haven't been in combat. They have no clue what they're in for.
You're talking about the admins, yeah.
Well, I'm just talking about average guys that are out there playing around with the guns at on the range and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested very much in what you're doing on that side.
Sure.
Absolutely. I'm advocating that everybody get armed. They each need a pistol and a rifle. They need to be carrying in their cars. We need to stand up against this so-called can't carry, mm-hmm, all that kind of crap. And that's one of the advantages of changing your status to a national. It also, changing your status to a national, gets you out of CPS. Are you familiar with the California state plan on how many people that they have to produce?
None.
Well, each state has what's called a state plan, and in there is the contract with the judges on how many people that they have to produce. They get a certain payment for healthy ones, and they get a certain payment for unhealthy kids. So that's there, and that will give you a lot of insight as to what's going on, because you can track them all through the state plan, through the courts.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's really good. Okay, good. So that's really helpful information, because I know they work in tandem with CPS, the court system, as well as the legal system here. And I was vaguely familiar, but now that I know where to go, I'll definitely dig into it.
I was wondering if you think there is more at work here behind the scenes as far as these policies they're trying to implement in our schools. And you mentioned that some of the people you're going to be running to oust are communists. Okay. So do you think that what's going on in the school is part of a communist plan to take down the United States?
Yeah, I won't go that far, but I could tell you that we do have a lot of enemies within, a lot of infiltration in our politics today. And it's really ruled by money and the lobbyist special interest. But the three that I can speak to that I'm running against, my opponents, Barbara Lee has deep ties, and she worked with Cuba for many years, along with Karen Bass, which is also the mayor of Los Angeles. But they have direct ties, no doubt in my mind. And yeah, they're right. So what they've been embedding into our education system is what they call cultural Marxism. That's been embedded into and really challenging and removing civics from the classroom. And Common Core is also part of that. But now we've gone from not only the educational system, we've moved into corporate America. You saw what happened with Disney, with the CRT, and that's all driven by Vanguard, State Street Bank, and a few others using their ESG model. And that's the inclusiveness and diversity. So, and those that monitor that is part of the biggest large LGBT lobbyist movement today that monitor to make sure that these corporations are compliant. If not, they suffer financially. So when you really dig down and you follow the money, you can really find out what's behind this mode, this narrative. But clearly, cultural Marxism is in the root of it at this point.
So how can people get involved with CPU and tell us what you're doing now and how we can help?
Well, CPU is based up in around the coast there, but we're actually spreading and growing membership, and Tracy is going to speak to the detail of that when you have her speaking in front of all of you. You can get involved. I'll send you all a link as soon as I get your information. And by the way, take down my personal number. I want you to have my cell number walking away, so go ahead, grab your phones, write down my number, and what I'm looking for is people that know issues, that have solutions, that we're going to shape policy together. So once I'm in office, we have, I think, pretty much a good plan going forward so I can start, you know, creating and writing bills for us. So the phone number is area code 949-689-5090. 949-689-5090. Okay, so here we go. Here's another story for you. It's really relative to what we've been experiencing with all our tax dollars go to Ukraine. All right, you ready for this one? Okay. On the heels of Afghanistan rescue, I get a call from a dear friend of mine that is from Ukraine. He said, James, you have a team. You have the right resources. I have friends that are stuck in Ukraine. They need help. So, again, I just made a couple of phone calls. Within 2 weeks, we saved a family from Ukraine. 3 weeks later, I get a call from the person that we saved. James, thank you so much. You've not only saved me, but my family. But I have some information I want to share about Zelensky. And I said, okay, let's meet. I can't mention his name because right now those that served under Zelensky are being targeted and taken out, including their family members. He served under Zelensky in his cabinet. And he told me the story that will blow your mind. Only 30%, maybe 40, of the munitions that we send over and the money that we send over there go to the war effort. The rest of it is sold on the black market. Many of which, and I'm sharing this with you because I'm going to do a press release this week because I just received more information. Most of it, and we've traced it down to going to Hamas, going to Iran, and also to Russia. That's where our munitions are going today. And we have the documents, we have the receipts to prove it. So you're going to be seeing something coming out this week. Hopefully all goes well. So not... Be mindful. Saving lives is my crucial mission. And those that have been fallen victim in Ukraine, those lives that have been sacrificed for the grift of Zelensky, that's where I have issue. So if we have enough evidence to put this guy on war trials so we can get those people from being abused, putting in the front line if you disagree with Zelensky, putting in the prison, the gulag. That's my mission. So that's one of the many things that I do while running for office in this great state of California. And like I said in the beginning, I don't wait. I mean, we're at war. Let's be honest.
Yes, absolutely.
We got to act now. If we don't act now, we're sitting on the couch and our whole life just falls apart. So, you know, I take my calls from the Lord above. And I answered him daily. If I'm sitting idle and I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning taking calls, if I'm sitting idle, I feel like I'm leaving someone behind and someone's dying. So I can't live with that on my conscience. So when you're thinking and you're kind of going through this whole league and there's going to be about 34 running for Senate this election cycle, I think raise the bar. Saying, hey, you know, all these promises you keep talking about, you're talking about foreign policy, you're talking about the border, talking about the homeless crisis, you're talking about the CCP infiltrating California and the rest of the nation. What are you going to do right now? We don't have time to wait to 2024. What are you doing today? When you ask them that question, I'd be hard-pressed to find one that would have an answer. And that's what really separates me from the rest of the herd. Is not only fighting for our freedoms in California, the nation, but also bringing those effective measures and those programs and policies and doing it today, not waiting to get in office. You wait, it's too late. You got to be engaged like we are with the parents' union, fighting for our children. You got to be on the border, protecting those. And let me tell you, there's some good people coming over, but man, it's an open gate. Just get on the bus. We're gonna put you in L.A. We're gonna put you in Pasadena. We're gonna put you in Sierra Madre.
Four-star
hotels. All right. And meanwhile, we got our veterans being pushed out.
Yeah, that
should have been me. If you're a veteran, you should be pissed. And if you're a veteran family member, you should be pissed. You know why? I spent since 2020 on San Vicente Road, and I don't know if you saw that picture. Of all those tents on San Vicente, those were all veterans that were pushed off the veterans' land for the greed of the politicians in Sacramento and in Los Angeles. I fought hard for them. Those tents were mine. I gave them to them. The sleeping bags, I gave to them. And what's happening today, them being pushed out of housing, they duly deserve. In fact, these guys deserve houses. They deserve the best medical treatment. The VA is a wreck, by the way. A wreck. They abuse our veteran brothers and sisters. So when I'm in office, I'm going to not only clean up the VA, but we're going to get the proper benefits for those that served and sacrificed. So I say that ardently because I'm a brother in arms. You have a question, sir?
I do. I'm concerned about the fact that it's open knowledge now that the government is actually paying all of these people that are coming over a monthly stipend. They're giving them phones, medical care, access to schools. I don't see the public complaining about that. They're not saying a word. Why is it?
Well, I can't explain the why, but I can tell you there's the people I speak with, they're very, very upset. And it's usually those that are kind of like the conservatives slash, and I'm finding, which is the good news is, I think with the homeless population blowing up in L.A., most now becoming, many of them are not, still illegal and being moved into housing, those homeless as well as those in Santa Monica, and also in Malibu and Beverly Hills, they're noticing. They're saying, hey, I can't, this is wrong what they're doing to the veterans and those that legitimately pay taxes that deserve this being pushed out of the housing. They're getting $2,200 a month, Obama phone, they get meals, they get actually free medical care. What citizen to this day on the street gets that?
And why are not the existing politicians pushing back against that? But they're not. They're not even talking about it.
Because they're corrupt.
Many of them are bought out, I can tell you that. Even on our side, they are.
Well,
paid to turn away.
I hope the public is going to do something about it on election time. I mean, that's they're just letting it happen. Everybody should be up in arms and out in the street.
I agree.
And they're just not. Having parties.
Yeah, you got it. You nailed it.
Hey, thank you for your service. What I wanted to say is they, illegal aliens are being given vouchers, housing vouchers, over citizens, over veterans, over elderly people. And why is that? I think I know why. The reason why is they have mega advocates. They have attorneys, they have advocates, they have politicians, they have everybody circling around them like they were God sent. So they are priority right now to California, to Texas, into Arizona, so they're strategically put to make sure that they get all what they need. But the veterans do not have advocates. So even if you go to schools, they have Department of Immigration, you know, how we can help you, free legal assistance, free this, free that. But for veterans, there is fucking nothing.
Mm-hmm. There are a few VSOs that I work with, veteran service organizations. One I can tout loud and clear because they are the ones that get involved when someone's about to be discharged or evicted from homes, and also on the line, meaning they're about to commit suicide. I work with them. They're called Code of Vets. I bring them in on a case-by-case basis. So there are some good VSOs, veteran service organizations, fighting the fight. But even some of them are corrupt, grifting. So you're spot on. Why are we treating our own like criminals and giving them a free pass? That is wrong, as criminal in my eyes. And I can tell you that what we're seeing, especially in some of the cities, illegals can run for office, city office. They can vote. So if you start following the money and the Democrat push of getting more voters in, and you see how the elections are played out here in California, you can see what the game is. And clearly, every socialist Democrat, and I don't know of any moderate Democrat in the state of California now, they're on board. They're promoting it.
So it seems to me what's happening at the border and the things you've just been talking about, it seems to me that this is not an accident. And at what point do we say to ourselves, this is a plan and this is an attack mm-hmm. on the United States?
Yep. Without a border, we don't have a country, right? That's where we are in the state today.
I, too, want to thank you for your service.
Pleasure.
And I'm extremely grateful to every veteran that has given a moment of his time and energy to saving our country. I'm old enough to remember when that meant something. But what I want to say about why the veterans are being treated the way they are, in my opinion, it is a planned, concerted effort to disempower anyone who has the training from previous experience to do anything to stop what's happening right now. It's about eviscerating those people who are trained and who gave their time and energy and limbs to our country. And they have combat experience. They know what to do. And if they can keep them sick and stuck on in homelessness and stuck in tents somewhere, then they're not able to be effective at fighting this with the skills that they have.
Well said. I mean, you're spot on. I've seen that in the last 10 years, how the VA's degenerated to the point where they're treating the veterans like blabber rats in some respects. In 2020, when I did an investigation there at the VA, they're using them for psychological experiments as well. That's the way they're treating our veterans today. And by the way, with the munitions being sent over, we have never been in the worst position and conditions in our military readiness. And also with them pushing transgender compliance within the military. The recruitment levels are down to 40% lower than they were 5 years ago. We've never been in the worst condition in a military readiness in my history. And that says a lot.
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about Afghanistan and the Kabul situation where you got involved and your group got involved, because I see that as a betrayal, another betrayal of America.
In the ironic, and to add salt to the wound, while we were doing that rescue effort with some of the other NGOs, non-government organizations that were tasked with this, were being raided by the FBI. They shut us down for the sole purpose of burying the lie, bearing what the act of betrayal from Biden. And still to this day, this never carries in the news anymore. And it's still going on. We still have people being hunted down, executed, public square. Fortunately, we got most of the U.S. citizens out. But those that served alongside our service members for 20 years, like I said, nurses, doctors, attorneys, artists, their life is on constant. They're always running. And the craziest thing about this all is trying, they call lily pads, where we can bring them out, bring them to safety. Those lily pads have dried up. We can't bring them anywhere. They're stuck. So what do? We re-divert our effort to helping the resistance front, which is called the NSF, the Northern Security Forces. And that's where I'm actually a vet for NSF, helping them get the message out. Hopefully we'll have enough information before I get in office that we can give them the needed support. That's the only way we're going to take down the cell groups, 27 now and growing. These are Islamic extremists with us as their target. So they know about it. Senate knows about it. Congress knows about it. But because of Biden's administration, they turn a blind eye. And that's wrong at every level, especially those that served. And those that are bleeding, the veterans that served in that war, are literally going through this emotional roller coaster ride, thinking, why did I lose my limb for this? The dishonor, the disgrace for those that served. So this is one of my top issues. But also, exposing the crime, bringing law and order back, hopefully, to California and the rest of the nation. That's where I've been primarily focused this last 2 years, is to get in there, do the job, get it out there in front of the public, but I'm not doing a good enough job, by the way. We got to do a better job getting in front of the public, but we know our media is not, we don't own the media anymore.
No.
It's gone so far left, it's been crazy.
I actually have two questions. Are you familiar with the work Kevin Kiley is doing, State Representative Kevin Kiley?
Yes, he's exposed the,
oh my God,
the Reedley Lab up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's doing everything in his power to bring Newsom down. So that's great. I'm sure you'll do what you can from the Senate to work with Kylie, because he's doing such great work. And now I forgot my other thing. I'll get back up in a minute when I remember it. But anyway, thanks.
Well, let's talk about the Reedley Lab. It's a bio lab, by the way, that was exposed. Finally got some news here the last couple of days. I'm sorry?
Newsom helped with the funding, from what I understand.
Yes, he did.
You're digging, brother. Yeah, that's it.
$20,000.
Yes. Nowhere in the news where you see this.
Come up to the mic.
No, this is good. This is what you're spot on. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I get a lot of information from a lot of different people, especially on Telegram. And I saw this when this first broke. It was just small town news up there in that town. And it didn't go very far. Now it's going a little bit further, so we need to dig a little deeper on this. And we know the Chinese were involved in this as
Correct.
Well.
That's right.
And that, why do you think Newsom just met recently with Xi for a week in China, and then him and Xi and Biden met just recently as well That's up right. north? So they met with their boss.
You're absolutely correct. I've been saying this ever since I got into politics. I knew his involvement with the CCP. As well as Dianne Feinstein's spy driver.
You know, when you think about it, we have funded all these communist enemies from the beginning.
That's right.
We helped fund the Russian Revolution. We sold out the Chinese and created the communist China as well. Korea, Vietnam. Vietnam and Afghanistan is no different.
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely spot on. You know, to go into the Reedley lab a little bit, that's one of the many labs that we found, by the way.
There's
much, much more, and it hasn't hit the news yet. And if Kevin Kiley wants to run with it, I can give him the information. I had a team there on the ground recording the Reedley lab. So you get a little flavor of what I do. We don't wait. We do not wait. Because when we wait to 2024, it's done. It's over. We're put a fork in it. We're cooked. So that's why engagement, getting the intel, getting you to work with us is so important. So if you're fired up with this, and I hope you are, you have my cell number. Let's get to work here. Question?
I was wondering if you could speak to the January 6th situation.
Oh, yes.
And we have a couple of previous speakers that are now, one of them is in jail for essentially trying to stop people from damaging the Capitol. His name is Edward Bedalian. And another person that came and spoke with us is Derek Kennison. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the January 6th committee was targeting people that had experience as veterans, because Derek was a member of the 3%ers, and he had skills. And all he did that day was assist people and render first aid, and he never went inside the Capitol, and yet he's awaiting his sentencing right now in Washington, D.C. So I was wondering if you could speak to the conspiracy involved with the January 6th committee? That's a big question, sorry.
It's a good one, though. Well, you saw the news come out, 2 days ago? Speaker of the House said, we're going to release the photos, all the videotape, 40,000 hours, and they're starting to leak it now in press. So that the big move now and the pressure is, and I'm asking Matt Gaetz to open up another committee. We need to get them out of jail, out of prison. Immediately give them restitution, forgive them. Honestly, what they did and they conspired to do was with the FBI and a few other other groups and three-letter agencies. We now it's come out. We need to bring them justice and restitution. Great.
So regarding Kevin Kiley, in his latest blog post that just came out a couple of days ago, when he talked about the lab, first of all, I can't remember if it was $320,000 or $360,000 that Newsom gave to this criminal, this known Chinese criminal, to start that lab. Mm-hmm. Secondly, Kevin does want to know of other labs. So please contact him with your information.
I will, absolutely. But you're right. That's just the tip of the iceberg. They've been plotting this for quite a few years now, decades.
Been going on a long time.
Very long time. But where I was going to go with this is that the CCP has been entrenched in our California for many, many years.
Universities,
right? That's the spy network up in Northern California and down here in Irvine, in Orange County. And also what I found out during my last election cycle, I had a whistleblower, worked with the SEIU, Service Employee International Union, also worked part of the DMV. She said, I've been watching something really strange at the DMV records, that some, you know, it would be some, and she described it, then she started documenting it. And she followed the money trail and the rabbit. She said, I suspect Newsom has been selling our data to the CCP. And I said, please give me the data. Give me any evidence you have. That's how embedded they are in California. Also buying up agricultural. They work with the cartels down in not only in Mexico, but also our Northern California coast, where the crop industry, the cartels are in bed there. So, I mean, I can't recognize California more. I think, show of hands, I believe you all feel the same way. Yeah. But exposing the crime, but having a judicial system that's fair and balanced. Because let me ask you another question, kind of unrelated. The 2020 election, how many of you feel that election was stolen? I don't see one hand that's down. Oh, maybe he's sleeping.
Thousands of hours of video.
There you go.
Two hands.
Two hands, right. Well, let me tell you what we've done. And actually, Mark's back there. He's also a plaintiff on a lawsuit that we put together in the heels of the 2020 to expose the crimes that happened in 2020 and previous elections. We're currently in the Court of Appeals. And as you know, the judicial system is somewhat biased and very corrupt. But we're at a point and stage because we reframed it from an election lawsuit into a civil rights constitutional lawsuit. That's how you get them. And that's why all previous election lawsuits, except for a few, that have failed. They get it on, election standing, they get you all on that. But why I want to share that with you is because of all those running for the United States Senate right now, there's only one person that's fighting for election integrity, and that's yours truly. So without free, fair, honest elections, we don't have a country. It's all based on selections. We've seen it. We've experienced it. You've probably seen it here locally. But until we get this squared away, we're going to have the same issue over and over again, definition of insanity.
I have a personal experience of the selection versus election. On Thanksgiving Eve of 2020, I joined about 10 other people, and I live in Long Beach, and we did a protest where we went from house to house to house of five of our city council people and did protests in front of their houses. None of them came to the door or would talk to us, which we didn't expect them to, except the last one. And I won't mention her name. But her husband was sitting in the middle of their front yard in a chair. The entire yard was fenced with chain link fence. You want to bet that guy was armed? Oh, I bet he was. Yeah. Good for him. His wife wasn't home when we got there, and she was the city council person, and she did come home, and she actually came out and spoke with us. I commend her for doing this. I said to her, our mayor of Long Beach is a real bad guy, our former mayor. He's now in Congress right now. Anyway, so I said to her, what do you think of our mayor? I said, do you think he wants to, I think he's a Newsom wannabe. And what she said to me blew my mind. She said, he is not a Newsom wannabe. He is a member of a very elite group. And he can have any office that he wants. He will not be elected. He will be selected. And that's exactly what happened. He's now in Congress.
Wow.
Garcia.
Yeah, they move up. Wow. Well, I'm not surprised. We're kind of living through that.
I couldn't believe she had she just came out with it.
She's pretty bold.
Yes.
That's pretty good, though, that you hear that. Because it just... You know, they call us alt-right conspiracy theorist extremist. When we simply ask question, hey, if you have nothing to hide, let's see the books. Let's see the technology. I've never seen any. I mean, if you go to a bank, you're audited on a regular basis. Financial records are audited on a regular basis. But our election systems are not. There's something gravely wrong with that picture. So until we have checks and balances in place that extend it beyond, because candidates can have those elections reviewed and we do hand counts, but that's where it stops. But let me tell you, it's just not lawsuits that do it. Shasta County, you heard about them.
Yes.
I'm working with Patrick up there. He's the chairman of the Board of Supervisors. They did. They cast. They voted. They got rid of Dominion Systems. What did Gavin Newsom and his pleagues and minions do? They passed a new law to say, sorry, you cannot do that. So they erased that law and that action. So I said, hey, Patrick, you have a choice. You can roll over and play dead, or we're going to fight back. Where are you going to be, buddy? And he said, okay, what do you have? So we're gearing up. We got attorneys. We're going to do a TRO. So at least this election, they can do it hand count. So why I'm sharing this with you, the elections are a big issue. If you attack it from a legal perspective, that's only one avenue. You hit it from a board of supervisors that control the budget to select and not select certain systems in the way we vote here in California. That's another angle. So there's another one that I want to present to you that we've been basting for some time. Why not have a class action lawsuit of all those disenfranchised voters in the state of California? I would imagine you're going to probably have at least 3 million on that lawsuit. So that's it. You know how they play the game. You have to double down your effort. You have to hit it from different angles because you know what they know. They know what they're doing. They've outmaneuvered us, and they're going to win until we not only step up but double down.
Hi there. Thanks for speaking here today. What's your campaign planning on doing to overcome the media, the propaganda today that so that you can get your message out? As most of us here know, the winners are selected, as already been mentioned, and they're the only ones that are mentioned in the newspapers and in the news and so forth. So how are you going to get your name in front of the Joe voter?
That's going to be the biggest challenge. Right now, everything's done through social media. And also streaming. So I have a team. In fact, that's the reason why I got in the race, this one, because I was going to sit it out, oddly, until finally it came up on the polls. And they said, Bradley, you got to do something. I said, all right, I'm in. Took me 2 seconds. I'm in. So the only way we can do this, we got to buy streaming services to get out there, get the message out. But also what I have planned once we make it into the general election, because if we make it the top two, you're in there, you got a good shot, right? Normally, as a Republican, you never do. But this time, I think we do, because we're going after Gen Z, Gen Xs. And how we're going to get them is at the university level. It's about what the issues are, what we can do left and right to deal with the issue. This is the problem. Let's work together. Forget about partisanship now. We got a homeless crisis. We got all the issues that you face here, student loan debt. You're worried about the climate. Let's talk solutions. No more pointing fingers anymore, and that with that level of engagement, not only do we have a great concept, possible bill that we could pass, but you have people bridging the gap. Because right now, current politics, you'll never bridge the gap, not the way things are.
I have been a media critic for a long time. I've got a news channel, and I have a video posted called Big Media and the Lies They Tell. So I just want to float an idea past you.
Sure.
About how you can get your name out there. You can use the same technique that Donald Trump used masterfully, and that is to get the media to hate you.
Oh, yeah.
If you get the media to hate you, you will get so much free press. I'm telling you, there is no such thing as bad press.
But I love the idea. You know, when I was in 2020 working with the vets, because we had the same issue. And by the way, here's the story behind the media. 2013, who is president?
Obama,
right? He worked with the FCC. He opened up the media to foreign investment. And guess who bought a large portion of the stocks for Comcast Communication?
China.
Thank you. So everything you've seen today is propagandized.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I had a whistleblower, and his name will remain silent, that was the chief propagandist for the CCP news outlet here in Los Angeles. He unpacked the story that would blow your mind. So, yes, it's going to be tough to get the message out, but if we use streaming services, your concepts, we can get the message out. It's all about action on the ground. And let me tell you, the LA Times hate me.
Oh, of course.
They hate Mark Reed as well, by the way. He ran for Congress.
Good for you.
They're owned by China. But you very rarely will find grassroots guys like us, like you, that experienced it, the hard knocks, that know more than most people could ever imagine or want to know, that we could bring together this brain trust about, hey, solutions, identify the problem, now what are the solutions? Because that's all you hear in politics today, problem, 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 right? Placations? No, we're different. And that's what we're going to reach across and bring them all together saying, hey, you've experienced it, you're about to be evicted. No, not on our watch, because we're going to bring solutions now. Sir.
Hey, James.
Mark.
Three subject matters, if you can touch upon them. China's the biggest threat to the world at this point. What are your top three things you would like to accomplish as a U.S. senator to put China back into check? Number two, our universities are completely out of control, especially with the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas. What would you like to do as a U.S. senator to rein the universities back in? Number three, what is your position in U.S. support of Israel?
We'll start with the last one first, okay? I've been pro-Israel for an independent state my entire life. Half of my family's Jewish. So I committed to them, not only, but I think it's the right thing to do. And watch what's unfolding in the Palestinian narrative. Oh, by the way, let me just share with you three people that I'm running against currently. Adam Schiff, Barbara Lee, and Katie Porter. Barbara Lee, Katie Porter support Palestine, Hamas. Adam Schiff has been receiving funding from CARE, Muslim Brotherhood, that have been supporting Hamas. That's why he's been lukewarm against defending Israel. That's who we're fighting against, and yes, I'm pro-Israel. Now, with regards to CCP infiltration, but they're across the border. They're here now. We know that. What am I going to do? We're going to have some tough international laws forced off, and we're going to force. Right now, we have tariffs in place. Are we still receiving trade from China, state of California? I think what Trump did when he was in office was leveling the playing field. But technically, in my opinion, they are the biggest threat to the United States and in the Western society, because it's the part where they call the 100-year war. They're just playing out. It's the soft war, they've been playing by taking over currency. So we have to, in fact, we're going to be developing that together, Mark. It could be part of my team on how we're going to deal with that. What was the last question? Oh, yeah, the schools. We see the federal money going into the schools. That's one place I can have a big effect. Those have been pushing cultural Marxism in the different school system, the UC system here in California, cut it off the funding, saying no, ESG is not part of, that's not education. So, and also pushing CRT and also the transgender. That's all part of that, you know, federal funding that we have coming in. So we cut it off, nip it at the bud, and we have to start firing professors at this point.
Yep.
We do.
They're just communist agents.
That they are.
James, after World War II, the United Nations was formed and the Security Council was formed with five veto members in it. We have to recognize, and every U.S. senator, every congressman, and every president administration has to recognize there are two of them that are our adversaries.
Right.
China's number one. Russia is kind of dumb, chopped at the legs.
Right.
Unless we look at China as the enemy of the United States and the Western free world, and put them into check completely, we're playing with fire. So the United States has no business dealing with China anywhere in the U.S., period. Nothing. Our universities, our land, our agricultural industry, they need to be kicked out of the United States 100%. And we need to look at them 100% as the enemy of the United States until they give up their desire to be the world economic superpower and military power, because that is their stated goal. As long as they state that, we shouldn't be playing with them. Period. Period.
Well, you just wrote it for me right there. That was perfect.
Exactly.
See? That's how we work together, right? But let me tell you, it's not only the U.S. It's over in Northern Africa. I have conversations with Niger. They're working into Mexico. They have a big radio station right over the border, by the way. Right over the border. So this is an international plan, 100-year war. They've been playing out, and you're right. You spot on, Congressman. You missed that one, buddy.
I would like to know when you get that class action lawsuit going so that those of us who are disenfranchised can sign it, because I will get a lot of people to sign it.
Okay.
I know a lot of people who would jump at the opportunity to sign that. The second thing is, in terms of getting people to vote for you, I am a former, I guess I'm still registered as a Democrat, but I'm a very disenfranchised, pissed off Democrat.
Yep.
I will never vote for another Democrat unless I personally know them and can feel that I can vouch for what they're actually going to commit to doing. Mm-hmm. There are millions out there like me. Oh. I don't know how to get to them except maybe hunt them down on the walkaway movement, find them through that. But we're looking for somebody to vote for, and these people don't know where to go. So if somebody can figure that out, you've got it, because we're pissed off and disgusted, and we want somebody who's going to stand up for our country and do the right thing. So if you can figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love the concept. We just got to find out where they go, where the watering hole is, or
the
social media. Yeah, Brendan Straka. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a jerk.
Oh, Brendan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I met him personally.
He's not here to defend himself.
Well, it's okay.
I don't think you should do that.
He's really been ugly and nasty.
He's been working hard,
but he's also making good money. And also, kid, as someone came out, it was really disgraceful what she did. And all of you have watched that, but she went anti-Semitic on us, so... Young lady.
Hi. Well, a few days ago, there was a flood between Gaza, and the Israeli soldiers didn't know what to do. They say, "Oh my God, you know, how are we going to push our jeeps, you know, forward?" And it was bad land. But what happened was the land of flood happened that the flood hit the tunnels and smoked those terrorists out of the way.
There you go.
Not only that, they followed them with the drones to the places where they left, and they fucking destroyed them.
They see.
So
that's
God, beautiful. God is with the with IDF. I
yes.
believe.
Yes.
It is the second time, the second flood, and it's going to continue.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I love hearing that. Thank you for sharing
Thank
that with
you.
Me. Because I spend, you know, you're familiar with X or Twitter now. They have what they have called town halls on there, and they call them spaces. Ever since October 7, when we lost, 1,400 people from the missile strikes? I've been listening in and getting the IDF reads, updates day to day, and the Palestinian spin coming out from Hamas, and by the way, they're in Qatar. Not in Palestine. Their spin is, and that's why you see the youth of today pro-Palestine, you know, ceasefire. It's all coming from that narrative and that propaganda arm. But I today spent an enormous amount of time listening to what was happening now in Gaza. IDF forces are acting and doing the humanitarian effort. Everything that you're seeing spun out there is an absolute bull-faced lie. So that's the truth. I get the day-to-day reads of what's happening in the ground there. So don't buy the lie, because you know it's a lie from mainstream media or fake news. But thank you for sharing that. I think God's intervention has a very powerful play. I love it.
my suggestion to you as the next as a Democrat, you're a Democrat.
Yep.
Join James' campaign, Democrats for James Bradley for U.S. Senate. Start organizing.
I like that idea.
Just start organizing. Get a Facebook group going. Start organizing, pushing it out there as Democrats for James. Because in California, it's heavy Democrat. Republicans are in minority registration. So a Democrat coming out and talking and supporting James and the reasons why, that's what you need to do to get him elected. I did the same thing in my campaign. You know, I had Democrats that were for me. The college students were doing it. But get his information, start a group up, and start pushing James, Democrats for James.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
I like you every so often.
Yeah, just barely. He's like an older brother by 4 months.
Hi. This is my take on the people right now, United States and a lot of European countries, that they want the Arab countries to start accepting the refugees.
Oh.
Okay, so they want them to, and the Arabs are resisting. But I think, to come to think of it, that what would happen if they're not going to sit down, they're sly. The terrorists are going to infiltrate, going with the refugees, leaving the tunnels empty. And then they go infiltrate and go all over the world while the IDF is bombarding empty tunnels.
Right.
So what is the solution there? Accept the refugees or let them there? UN has to answer that question.
The UN's a part of the issue, by the way. They are a big issue. What I found in my conversations is the following. IDF is on the ground. They're watching that. They're probably aware of this as well. I haven't heard this yet. I know they're hiding amongst the refugees. I know that for a fact because they're using them as human shields. But I asked this question the other day. How many Muslim countries are giving them refuge? Take a wild guess. How many?
Zero.
Very good. You got the answer. So if they're truly behind this, they would have accepted them for a humanitarian effort, and they're not. They're turning a blind eye to it. Meanwhile, the narrative of the U.S. is that Palestine good, Israel bad, and that's why you have this big upsurge of the anti-Semitic movement. Not only the colleges, but you see the protests in the street, New York City, L.A. We lost a nice Jewish older man up in the L.A. area.
Thousand Oaks,
that's right. So until we get a handle on this, and on, the only way we can do it is just keep pumping out and saying, listen, guys, you've been bought a lie. Wake up. I haven't seen this level of anti-Semitic narrative since, before I was born. It's World War II. Okay, so we're on the same page. Absolutely on the same page. And I love the concept about Democrats for Bradley. By the way, half my family's Democrat. Oh, they live on the East Coast.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I'm from a big family of 9 children, so is that Irish Catholic thing going on. But I think this is a really good meeting, and we're going to have many going forward. But more importantly, just know that we have a lot of people rooting for us right now. Some of you know General Flynn. He's a good friend of mine. He is going to be working with us. And by the way, I want you, young sir, to work with me on the veterans program, because I could tell you so much that will just turn your heart. Because right now, they need our help beyond measure at this point. We need to step up for them, and I'm doing the best I can. I'm just one person. So we need boots on the ground. We need some great minds. We need to expose the issues, because the LAVA in Brentwood is very corrupt. That's where most of this experimentation is going on as we speak. We lose 22-plus now a day. So we have to do something. If you love our country, you love our veterans, and I hope you do, let's step up and do the right thing for us. Are there any questions? Well, I can end it with this. I could say, I'm the only veteran running. You heard a little bit about my story, what we've been doing since, actually, 2018 when I first ran against Feinstein. God rest your soul. Non-stop action, bringing the real results, not wasting a moment. I served, and if I'm so lucky, I'll serve again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it. James Bradley, everybody. Thank you. All right, gang. So we have an open mic up here for anybody that would like to come up and say something. I'm going to step aside myself, and I hope some of you will come up and say what you think. Come on up.
What a great talk. Thank you so much. And thank you for your service again. And thank you for running for office. It's a big deal for a small person without a lot of huge amounts of funding to take on. So my hat's off to you. I just have an announcement. I am a member of a group that used to exist in Long Beach, and we met in a private home every Saturday for about 2 years. That group is no longer in existence. And myself and a couple of others of us just miss everybody. We miss everybody. So we have planned a Patriot Christmas party. It is on Saturday, December 9th at 5 p.m. at the Delightful Cafe in Long Beach. And it is the one of only two restaurants in Long Beach that stayed open during the closures. And if anybody... I've sent invitations to the people whose mobile phones I have. If you don't have an invitation for me and you want to come, please come to me and give me your cell number, and I will send you the little poster. It's $20 per adult and $10 for children. Children are welcome, and we would really love to see you. And warm my heart. All right, thank you. Saturday, December 9th, and you ought to come. Yeah, you can come and we can introduce you to people. I don't know how many people are coming. I'm one of the people that people are supposed to RSVP to, and so far I've received zero RSVPs, so who knows, but people always wait till the last minute. So December 9th, Saturday, December 9th, 5 p.m., the Delightful Cafe in Long Beach, in what we call the Village.
Hi, I'm Florida Sheldon. I'm actually tagging along with James just because he's got such a cool campaign. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about is I'm actually a parent of Orange Unified School District. The great thing about Orange Unified is actually the first school district within Orange County to pass the Parent Bill of Rights. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Parent Bill of Rights. Let me tell you the sad story about that. Sad story is... Parent Bill of Rights, for the most part, at least in the Orange Unified School District, was passed mainly by concerned citizens who did not have a child attending the school. So that's a bad thing. Good thing that it did pass. And it is really, if you're not aware of it, it is basically a policy that's introduced within your local school district that requests to have a principal or a teacher notify a parent if the child wishes to change his name or gender opposite, you know, from the gender at birth. Why is that a big deal? Because it really is the only safeguard that we have today as parents, concerned grandparents, and relatives intercede, I guess is the best word. In that process where your child or your relative that's a minor could possibly be taken away from his or her home. So a lot of times I will share with you, I am a victim, I want to say, of losing my child to indoctrination. It's been very painful. I don't know if I'll ever get her back. I believe she will come back. I believe in the Lord, and he's given me promises. But I really would encourage you to take part in your local school districts and introduce that as a policy and continue pushing. It's the best thing that we have now until we can shut down those terrible laws. Thank you.
Just want to make a comment about the state of our state. And, you know, I always thought that the power resided in we the people, and that all of the powers are enumerated. So we have, you know, the state has its power and on down the line, but the majority of the power rests in us. And so this is what gets me upset about what happened in Shasta County, and with, you know, the will of those people was that they want to have proper election and get rid of those machines. And then people that don't even live there are dictating and saying, well, you can't do that because we're at the state level. Here in Pasadena, we're having these buildings being built all around here, these apartment buildings, say what you will about them, mainly empty. And they're being dictated by these groups up in Sacramento that they have to build now even more buildings that are going to be for low income. And we have all these empty apartments already. So, I mean, what does it take to get the power restored so that the people, our local council folks, can say, no, we're not going to do this? I mean, don't we have the power to say, no, we're not going to do what the state says. F you, we're not going to do it. No, I mean, that's where we have to be. That's the mindset we need to have. No, we are not going to follow. We are not going to comply with what you're saying. No!
That's the solution right there. That's the whole solution to all our problems right there. Just say no. Like the old Nancy Reagan slogan, just say no. So I just have a real quick comment about election integrity. I was a programmer when I first started off my career. And just for kicks and giggles, after the Gore election, the Gore-Bush election, I read a book about how they tampered with that election, and I decided to write a program to see if I could create a program that would properly total up votes and be unhackable. And it is shockingly easy to create a program that is unhackable, that counts exactly accurately the votes. It is shockingly easy. So any narrative out there that, oh, they just can't get these machines to work is a lie. That's a lie. But to add on to what Charles just said, next week here at the park, we are having an activist training for people to take action. So I want to take action. You know, we've gathered the knowledge from our speakers, and this group is very knowledgeable now, so now we have to put the knowledge that we have into action, and we're going to show you how we could do that next week. So I'd invite everybody to come yourself and invite your friends. Thanks.
And by the way, through our analysis, Mark was part of this, by the way, we found that Dominion worked a sweet deal with the Secretary of State back, I think it was in 2010, let me double check the numbers. They gave each county has to purchase their own software, by the way. So what they did was they gave an incentive to purchase the Dominion. Here in Los Angeles County, it's Smartmatic, which is basically the same source code. The incentive was 75% discount off the fees. So now you know why we have so many Dominion systems in so many counties, 58 counties, state of California. So you always follow the money, you do the audit, you can find out what the motives are. And that's what we're dealing with. And unfortunately, they don't allow us to examine the software and the algorithms. But I think we have another option I can tell you about one of these days that doesn't deal with the elections but goes right after the technology. It's called patent violation.
Whoa.
So, again, attacking it from different angles, right? That's what you do if you want to win a war. Okay, that's what what else I want to share with you. So, we're working on it.
Real quick, I wanted to add to what James just said. The answer is called open source code. Very simple. Every programmer knows what I'm talking about. They can make systems that do this accurately. It's not a problem.
I have something here very interesting, and please let me go through the entire information here. A good friend of mine who's studied Israel and Palestine for many, many decades, and I'll be very curious to hear your comments on this. I have no political agenda against either country. This is just information, and we'll see what you guys think of this one. Political Zionism was created by British bankers and are the world's biggest cancer. The Zionist banks created and funded both sides of all wars. They backed Hitler, who was Zionist Jew, created Israel under the Balfour Agreement by British Zionist banks with the help of Adolf Hitler. Hitler massacred non-Zionist Jews who refused to be displaced. Since the Balfour Agreement, Israel government is completely operated and controlled by satanic NWO deep state banks. Most Jews are clueless and do not know who's running their government, just like Americans. Israel government created and funded Hamas with U.S. tax dollars. Endless wars need terrorist groups, or there is no war. They control 90 to 95% of all media information, right and left, including radio and print. They will not be satisfied until 80% of the world population is gone. They plan all wars in advance, just like the fact that Bibi was told to stand down and allow the infiltration. They sacrificed their own people for this dangerous conflict to kickstart World War III. The Arabs are also on the same payroll. Their World War III plans needed the Middle East to explode. They are the biggest racists known to mankind. USA must back Israeli military and depopulation agenda. Every senator and congressman must swear allegiance to Israel or they get nothing. If you want an education, look up Estes Mullins and read everything you can on him. There are others, but he is the man. If you don't study your enemy, you will always make the wrong choice. 35 years in, I'm still learning, but I'm rarely wrong because I studied the greats who had the balls to expose these demons. Thank you.